Hey, Barstool Rundown listeners, you can find us every Monday through Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever, you can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. When did cheap plastic disposables with 90s-style graffiti art become the norm? No offense if Gaudi Pastel is your style, but the Flonk Max Smart embodies a smarter way to vape. The Flonk is sleek and discreet, and the most popular flavors are available nicotine-free and in 2% and 5% strength. A flexible disposable with a smart LED screen, the Flonk churns out 10,000 dense and delicious puffs. Visit MyPod.com and use promo code STOOL for 25% off Flonk vapes.
We're good? All right, Big Cat is here. It is the Rundown, Thursday, August 4th.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude,
go buy it. Go drink it. Drink responsibly and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
All right. We got several rundown topics today. Number one, your boys in Chicago are beefing on Twitter.
Yeah, we got off the yak. We had a 2 hours and 45 minute yak.
Yep.
Great, go watch it. It was incredible. Zaz
Subscribe
is
to
a hero.
YouTube.
So I missed all of this. I'm just catching up with it now. Yeah. I've read it.
So it started.
It started
basically with what you guys were talking about yesterday, the Elton John concert that Dave.
It started when Dave met Carl.
Yeah.
They hate each other.
Yeah.
And I send an email to the Chicago office. Who can go? Everyone responds, White Sox Dave does not. So I sent White Sox Dave a message today, like, hey, are you coming, Elton John? He's like, no, I was going to tell you eventually, but I can't go. What a piece of shit.
So Dave Portnoy says, Dave, I read the text on the air when White Sox Dave accused him of fabricating a story. Dave, White Sox Dave says, you had one spot left in the suite, and Barstool Carl instantly claimed it, and I didn't respond. Carl responds, that wasn't true. And then this was the pipe bomb. White Sox Dave, yeah, I interpreted it as we only have one spot. And since you hopped on it immediately, since you never turned down an opportunity to social climb or ass kiss, I let you have it. Didn't want to spend any more time with you anyways. What?
Thanks for making that clear, Brandon. I don't get this still.
That's like,
I got to call White Sox Dave.
This is Andy Bernard in the office punching the wall.
I feel like something's up.
But he only sent it to Carl.
Right. Also, this is going to suck for maybe we don't put their emails on there.
You can guess everybody's emails.
Yeah, that's true. I don't really know what White Sox Dave. I love White Sox Dave. I mean, I love both these guys. They're my guys. I've known them for fucking decade plus. I just think White Sox Dave, he's kind of like Sideshow Bob right now, stepping on the rakes.
Yeah, just keeps going.
He just turns around and there's another rake there. We just need to, I need to call him and just be like, hey, what's up? I think it's, If I can for a second get in the mind of White Sox Dave, the White Sox have been stressing him out a lot this year.
Yeah, well, they've been.
They have Tony La Russa fucking falling asleep in the first inning. They're supposed to be a bona fide, like, World Series contender. They've been mediocre at best. We need the White Sox to start winning so that White Sox Dave can just get back on track mentally.
Or so we need a good hot streak.
Yeah. No, he'll be good. I want cocky White Sox Dave. This is like, I don't know what's going on with him right now. I got to talk to him.
Yeah, well, let's talk to him.
I think any opportunity he has to argue, he's going to pounce on it.
Yeah.
No matter what. You can't have a conversation with him ever. I don't think he knows how to do that. He thinks every time a man talks to a man, it's an argument.
I like that about him.
I love it.
It's like when you, like, dogs see each other at the dog park.
He's my favorite guy.
Who's got to be the alpha? Mm-hmm.
Not getting into like real specifics or anything, but how often do you have to just check in on the guys in Chicago?
I talk to them, you know, probably once a month or once every couple months, you know, just a little either text or a phone call. But yeah, we'll be fine. Listen.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Everyone's been, you know, through a little this, that, the other. Those guys, especially Carl and White Sox Dave, sometimes they're like oil and water. We'll get the band back together. I'm confident about that. This is a nothing burger.
Okay. It is nothing, yeah.
Brittany Griner sentenced to 9 years in a Russian prison. Apparently, so they went ahead and sentenced her, so now she can be like
traded.
It was a sign of trade.
Yeah, she could trade it.
It was a sign of trade. So they basically went ahead and sentenced her, so they can trade her now. So she's on the block, and we're about to get this deal done. But 9 years in prison for cannabis possession.
And Deshaun Watson only 6 games for being a fucking predator.
Yeah.
So apparently Putin has nothing to do with the NFL.
Nope. But yeah. I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, no, it's
seems appropriate online.
Yeah, you're right. No, it's easy to talk about.
What is the signing trade now? We're gonna trade. We get 2 for 1.
What's I think we're down to. Is it down to one arms dealer now, or is it two?
Ain't no way.
The Merchant of Death guy.
The arms dealer. But
he sounds like a nice guy.
We're trading that for a 55% career free throw shooter.
No. I think we're getting a spy, but as well.
What's Merchant of Death.
You gotta quit scrolling White Sox Dave's Twitter because you see. I'm looking at asses and titties, and I'm trying to focus on what I'm doing.
Sorry. This is not an even trade.
The Merchant of Death for Brittany Griner.
He must have seen Top Gun.
Hold on. Let me get this straight. This is people now online who have been like, this is why politics just ruins everyone's brain, because they're like, Biden hasn't gotten Griner back.
Yeah.
Like, fuck him. What the hell is he doing? And now they're complaining about the trade terms?
Yeah.
They're like, this isn't an even trade? We need at least 4 more players in this trade? What?
Plus, we've had this guy a while. This is like an expiring contract for us.
Yeah.
I want DeMarcus Cousins to go break her out. They have beef.
Really?
Yeah. She said she could beat him one-on-one.
And what?
Basketball.
Oh.
I'm going to say, let's hope, you know, second chances. The Merchant of Death, he's been in prison for a while.
You think he's a merchant of peace now?
Maybe he doesn't want to do death anymore.
Maybe he's rehabilitated.
Yeah.
The system worked.
Yeah, it's like you go meet him, he's like, Merchant of Death. No, that was my father. That wasn't me. You can just call me Vlad. Don't worry about it.
I've stopped watching the WNBA since Brittany Griner has been so.
Same.
My dad was Dr. Death, actually.
What?
No, that's
Ted Kevorkian.
No, that's he. Who was he?
The guy who like
Jack.
That's Jack Kevorkian. Ted Kaczynski was the Unabomber.
Jack Kevorkian, same thing.
Yeah.
Death guy.
No, they weren't the same thing. One was ending lives that wanted to be ended, and one was just ending lives.
True. Fact.
Yeah. Okay.
Your dad is dead.
My dad's dead, yeah. But he wasn't into death. He was just into meth.
He hasn't been long dead like the other guys, though. Your dad's pretty
dead.
My
dad was the merchant of meth.
All right. Thank you for stealing that. I was trying to get there.
Yeah, but you said merchant of death, so you said my dad was merchant of death.
No, your dad didn't sell meth. He bought it.
No, he sold it too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Importing, exporting.
He actually sold cocaine to support his meth habit. So it's
ambitious.
Kind of, it was supply and demand. Phil Mickelson and other LIV tour. What, live? We can say live?
I don't know what you do.
No, you can't say that word.
Phil Mickelson and other LIV tour golfers are suing the PGA Tour to challenge their suspensions ahead of the FedEx Cup playoffs. So I don't know how this works. Like, they're out of the tour, but they want to get in the playoffs?
I think this was, and I.
Why would Phil Mickelson be in the FedEx playoffs anyway?
And listen, I am a little bit of an expert on this because I clicked on an article and I read the first 3 paragraphs of the article. So I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Phil, this was kind of his plan all along, to be like, I'm going to join the LIV, you're going to kick me out, and then I'm just going to sue you for antitrust.
I believe they suspended him in March too, before he had even left. So that's
So I think they might.
So it's a long play.
Phil Mickelson, in a perfect world, he wants to get paid his LIV money and then also compete on the PGA Tour, double dip. That way he can do his parlays on Sunday.
I don't know a lot about antitrust, but if a place suspends you because you freely go work for somewhere else, or a place punishes you because you go work for somewhere else, that is, they're trying to monopolize, right?
Yeah, they're keeping him out.
Yeah.
And also they suspended him, like you said, before he actually left. So double whammy. Double jeopardy.
I wish you had read like 5 paragraphs of that article.
You were
really
just on the precipice.
It was so. I literally clicked on it and I was like, I'm gonna want to get a little brief summary here so that I can talk about it eloquently. And I got so bored so quickly that I was like, fuck this, I'm out.
Can I be honest? I'm about done with this shit.
Yeah.
The live shit. Like,
yeah.
It's golf. Whoever shows up on in the majors, I'm going to watch and whatever.
Sounds like you're cool with the Saudi government sports washing.
Yeah, I think I am.
Yeah, even though it doesn't even work, because like all we've talked about is how Saudi, like I didn't know Saudi Arabia was like that bad, and now yeah.
Well,
I know.
Well, that's all you can hear about. Bad things.
Yeah.
They're responsible for that Toby Keith song, though, the boot in your ass one, so.
That's true.
Balances out.
It's a fact.
Aaron Rodgers says psychedelic drugs led to the greatest season of his career.
We should trade him to Russia. That would be great.
He said, ayahuasca, right?
Yeah. He should be in jail.
Is that, and what is that as
it's
far illegal. As drugs go?
It's a hallucinogen. Right. Is it
DMT?
Yeah. Is it similar? Okay.
It's like ego death. You get ego death.
You shit it out of you, don't you? Don't you shit your ego out of your butthole?
I think
so. You're
just looking druggy.
That's what I'm saying. That's a profiling right there.
That's profiling.
Well, his girlfriend's a wizard, isn't she?
That's a witch, right?
I think a wizard is a male.
He's gay.
He's a fan of Max Homa.
You just leave that up for a second.
He's a homosexual.
You leave that up for a second. Look at those stats for Aaron Rodgers. Four MVPs.
I'll be fair. The guy might be good at football. I'll say it. He might be good at football.
Let me look.
He might be good at football. Yeah. I'm not going to say anything else nice, but he might be good at football. I will say, though, like if you have one Super Bowl as a quarterback, you kind of have none.
Yeah, there's so many people that
you're basically Trent Dilfer and Joe Flacco.
Yeah, right. You got to have two if you want me to talk about you like you're an all-time quarterback.
Does Peyton count? Because Peyton got his...
He has two.
As a passenger, it's the
two.
Second. Okay. Doesn't matter how you get the second one.
I count Peyton's second one because he was so good in the year that they lost to the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Remember all the records he broke?
He was kind of owed one.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, once he gets the second Super Bowl, I will acknowledge him... is an all-time great.
When you say psychedelic drugs led to the greatest season of your career, doesn't that imply like heavier drugs than what you said, ayahuasca?
That's a psychedelic.
It's a psychedelic.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is that's not a drug?
It's a drug.
We don't make that.
No, it's from the world.
Okay, it's from the earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like mushrooms.
Usually have a shaman.
Shaman?
Does he have a shaman?
He definitely has a shaman.
Guessing he does.
He probably has a shaman. Miles Teller.
It seems like we would know who his shaman was.
I just told you it's Miles Teller. Either way, jail for him.
Okay.
Case closed.
The only thing you can do.
I mean, you said he looked like a drug guy. What do we got?
You want to
rehabilitate him? That's fine with me, too.
No, I think the best way to throw people in jail is just look at them and decide they should be in jail.
What would your qualifiers be, Brandon?
I kind of...
No.
I did that one myself, didn't I?
Yep.
Hunter Renfrow, apparently, Hunter Renfrow just got the bag, right? Did he get a bag?
I believe he got a bag.
Yeah, I don't know if he got the biggest bag.
Bag of grapes?
I think he got a bag.
It's my favorite picture ever.
I think he got a lot of money, and then there's a viral clip of him. He was paying for an Uber for him and three teammates, and he sat in the front seat. He got him an Uber X, Devontae Adams, Derek Carr. He got him an Uber X where they're all squeezing in the back, and he's sitting in the front seat.
How
are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Okay. Head to your drop of a Topgolf.
You deserve better, Hunter.
He's a cheap guy.
This is a crazy move.
Yeah.
It's a certified crazy move. You're an NFL player.
Oh, he's with Derek Carr?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Devontae?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like, dude. Uber XL is not that much more expensive.
It's not that much.
It's usually like $6-$7.
Right. And it's like, what are you doing, man?
He's not a big guy, so he can get in a... Uber X doesn't really affect him very much.
6'4". Matt Collins, 6'4". Devontae Adams, 6'1". Derek Carr, 6'3". And they're all sitting in the back of like a Corolla.
I got a crazy idea. Or a crazy question. Why are all four of them sharing an Uber in the first place? They can go four.
Well, it's training camp.
Yeah, he probably said, hey, I'll call it.
Yeah, they're probably having breakfast together. They're actually might be staying at our hotel in Vegas.
At the M?
Yeah, because it's the official Raiders hotel.
Yeah, but that's during the season.
Is there a training camp in Vegas as well?
No, their training camp, I think, is in Vegas. I know Matt Collins was living in the M when we were there because Caleb was there. So, yeah, I think that might be...
I like the M.
He did bite the bullet, though, and sit in shotgun. I think it is more comfortable, but it's very awkward to be next to the driver.
It's only awkward to ask.
Yeah.
That question is awkward. Can I sit in the front? If they say, yeah, no problem, then that's the best ride you can have.
Here's the spin zone as well. These guys, you know, sitting that close to each other, that's a funny story. That's good camaraderie, team building.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Yeah.
Like they're going to just clown on him for a while. That's a fun thing to clown on him. Like, ah, that was fun.
But when those four guys get in the huddle, it's third and seven with the playoffs on the line. They're
Hunter Renfro, Devontae Adams like, dude, remember when you got us that Corolla?
Yeah.
And then they lighten the mood. Boom, game-winning drive.
Wow.
Raiders might.
They might be on something here.
The Raiders might be my Super Bowl pick.
There it
I'm going to have to look at a little bit more, but I've talked myself now into it. The Raiders are my Super Bowl pick.
Done. It's over.
Yeah. Have you made your pick yet?
Yeah.
What was it?
Raiders. I like the Chargers.
You like the Chargers? Mm. Y'all are kind of early to be making the picks. We just started training camp.
I like the Chargers.
Yeah, I've seen enough. I saw
you don't see a little. Okay, no, you saw the.
Ah, that pains me. We're going to be same division?
Head to head.
It's a good division.
Very good division.
If Mike Williams is watching this, go get an Uber, please.
Yes, get a small Uber.
I know you're watching this, Mike.
Topic five.
Wait, this is a real topic? Yeah. This is hilarious.
I think it's two teams. It says Rutgers.
The Gamecocks.
It's Rutgers, South Carolina?
Yep.
So two teams apparently have these deals with Costco when they're now selling football tickets at Costco.
I love that.
I haven't read three paragraphs of this article, so I don't know why it just says Rutgers. Especially Big T wrote it. He's an SEC fan. Why wouldn't he include South Carolina and make fun of him?
Yep.
For the low price, go back up, please. For the low price of, go back down, please.
$100.
$100, two lower level sidelines tickets to Rutgers 2022 home game. So you pay $99 at Rutgers or Costco and get you some Rutgers tickets.
Yep.
I don't mind that at all.
I don't mind it either. You got to sell tickets. You got to sell it wherever you can sell it. If you got to sell them at Walmart or Costco or you know, Tom, Dick, and Harry, sell them.
If that's at the impulse purchases, I'll get that instead of like a Butterfinger. Yeah. I just, hey, let's go to a game.
I eat those tickets.
So it's funny, though, because on the Yak group text, I was making these jokes without realizing this story. Remember that? TJ was like, I'm going to go down to Rutgers to find a spot for the college football show. I was like, oh, what dumpster are we going to be next to?
Yeah.
And he was like, that's not funny. And I was like, he said something like, we're going to get free tickets. And I was like, what, did we buy a pizza for that? And I was right about all of
that. Wait a minute. Do you think you said that as a joke? TJ took it to Rutgers and said,
hey, let's get some, yeah,
and
probably.
TJ's getting some kickback
this
off of
my this. That's my idea. I was like a free, you know, you buy one pizza in New Jersey, you get a ticket to a Rutgers.
That is a pair.
But would you be embarrassed if it was your team?
Oh, very much, yeah.
Okay.
Very much.
Rutgers is a scary team, though, to have in the Big Ten, just for the simple fact that I make a lot of jokes. I think everyone in the Big Ten makes a lot of jokes. But, like, once every 5 or 6 years, they get a little uppity, and you could lose to them, and that could ruin your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if Wisconsin lost to Rutgers in football, I mean, TJ's dad would be my dad, right? Like, and he's the biggest loser in the world.
And every Big Ten team gets players out of Jersey, too.
Right, right.
And Jonathan Taylor, like, from Jersey?
Yeah, it's a scary, scary thing to think about, like, when they could eventually be good again, and I'm just... You know, when you're like so...
It's going to happen.
When you're so bad, it's almost, there's a nice like comfort in being so bad that no one expects anything, but you can literally ruin a team's like entire year.
The coach is fired.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fun to root for a school like that, though. If you're rooting for Kansas football...
Right. And they beat Texas, it's like, holy fuck, that's the biggest story, you know, of the year.
We don't have Costco's in Mississippi.
Costco's great.
I've never been to a Costco.
Sam's Club.
Is it a membership
Sam's
only?
Guy too.
I think you can walk into a Costco, right?
No, you need a membership. Sam's Club.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then this just says, woke college students are hurt by phallic sculpture.
What do you mean hurt by? They put it in their ass? That's phallic?
What?
So
what?
This is the diagram.
Wait. What's phallic about that?
Well,
you got to be a real pervert to think this.
So it's supposed to be a squatting person.
Yeah.
Allegedly. But then they're taking it to be that the leg squatting is instead an erect penis.
Okay, but
Now show me the stack. Show me again.
I can't speak for these boys, but my dick does not look like that.
No, that's exactly what I look like when I'm when I'm squatting to take a shit with a boner.
Yeah, I'll let you take the wheel on this one. You're in your rectangle cock.
Wait, hold on. That guy's legs are so small in the right one.
Right. Yeah, that's just can't. That's not how.
He's the same size standing and kneeling.
I also want to know, because this is a trick the internet pulls on us. There's like two kids that got upset.
Yeah.
and then they do the whole, like, woke college kids.
Yeah.
When I just love the idea whenever they write a story like, oh, these woke college kids. Like, it's two fucking kids that don't drink and can't get laid that are complaining. 99.9% of college kids are in college to fucking play beer pong and do stupid shit.
How also, fucking funny is penis parentheses erect, though? Yeah.
Also, most college students across the country would welcome a phallic statue on their campus.
Yes.
Wait, what does it say? All right, so the students were not upset with the idea of phallic art in general. They were more upset with it being showcased in such a public location. But who?
Well, they were just bad. They were just mad because it was a
bad
dick.
The students, go up. I want to see names. I want to see the students.
Give him his three paragraphs. Imperial College London.
Oh, this is London?
Sir Anthony Gromley used steel blocks to create his piece called Alert, which was meant to portray a human squatting, but students think it's equivalent to an erect penis instead.
Why do they have a dude squatting?
What's that? What's alert about squatting? About alert. Erect penis says alert more than squatting says alert.
Squatting says, like, smoking cigarette in a tracksuit or taking a shit in the woods. It doesn't look like either.
I'm disappointed in the phallicness of this statue, to be honest.
Yeah, show me something real.
Show me a fucking dick. Can I see a dick?
Wait, it said that one line, it said they were worried the architecture would ruin the school's reputation. No. Complaining about this ruins the school's reputation, right?
It's way worse.
Way, way worse. Fuck these kids.
I bet you could make a good living making dick statues for colleges.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, you could do a good. We have topic number 7. What is that?
This one is a woman started dressing up mannequins in her backyard because the neighbors were being nosy and kept looking in. But she dressed them up as, like, drunken people, like, strung out prostitutes. Like, you can take a look.
I actually just like his description of it.
Yeah, I think that's good. Please do not feed the whores drugs.
That rocks.
I like this woman.
This is her.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, this guy's got to be the best.
Oh, he rocks.
Yeah. All
so right. She just has these lying around her backyard?
I was like, this.
This neighbor-on-neighbor shit, like, having a bad neighbor must suck.
Have you ever had a bad neighbor?
I've never had a neighbor.
You just go next door and be like, dude, just chill out. Stop.
Yeah, that makes it worse.
Like, really?
Yeah, they're just going to do it more.
I just don't get why she dressed them up. I think anyone would be
freaked out. Why wouldn't you? She obviously has clothes just right
They don't
away.
Look real. I mean...
They don't look like real whores. That's the problem. We didn't get real dicks, and we don't look like real... Well, that looks like a real whore.
Yeah, it does.
You know what it is, too? I bet you, like, all these neighbor-on-neighbor disputes, I bet you the fucking husband of the other family is, like, going over at night and fucking these mannequins.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why the wife is mad.
Yeah.
She's like, stop putting these mannequins out. My husband keeps fucking
My husband can't stop fucking
My husband was gone from 2 a.m. to 4 a.m.
Yeah, my husband hasn't
mannequins.
Fucked me in a month. He's only fucking the mannequin holes. Yeah.
And your sprinklers, he gets wet and ruins the bed.
Right.
Why does she have the chainsaw in her picture?
I don't know. I like it, though. It's power.
All right. That's good.
That's a kink.
That's a rundown.
That's a kink.
A chainsaw kink?
Yeah.
Like women using like...
I learned two things today about myself. I'm going to bet the Raiders to win the Super Bowl, and I might have a chainsaw.
I would kill to see Brandon's wife use a jackhammer.
Oh, my God.
Slow-mo?
Oh, God.
Well, that wasn't even the tool we were talking about. We were talking about
women with power tools. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
Just thought it'd be like a good bookend.
Frank in the background.
From my wife's titties to my wife's titties?
Yeah.
All right.
That was good. Did we have an after show?
I thought that was the after
show. No, I would like to... How long was this rundown? I don't want to short the people. How long was it?
There's a gun pointed at us.
25. You want to go five more?
We'll get like a couple minutes more.
What's going on?
We're talking about my wife's titties.
No. I don't have... There's not enough time in the day.
Let's see.
You want to talk about Zahn, the incredible yak?
Everyone should go watch the yak. Today it was fucking hilarious.
Is Francis going to work here?
I don't know. I think he and Dave have to have a conversation. So
I always wonder about that. He was on the show Tuesday, and they agreed to have an offline conversation. Is that something that doesn't just happen pretty immediately, or are we going to be 3 weeks from now thinking about that conversation?
I think I'm assuming Dave is probably going to talk to him in the next week or so. Hmm. Right?
We all vote to have him back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never met him.
Really?
Yeah, I met him a couple times.
Oh, you're not going to like him.
You are not going to
like him. No.
I like
you
him.
You and Francis do not mix.
I like everybody.
Uh-uh.
No.
I like Everbrook.
No, you're not. You and Francis are going to.
That's
going to be the first point of contention.
Yeah. Yeah, when you were back in like grade school and they did the whole lesson plan about like pretentious Northerners.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Francis.
All right,
I'm saying this in a good way. I like Francis and he owns it. Like he's smarter than I am.
When
by
I got
a
hired,
large margin.
The first two people that DM'd me that first day, you were number one. Francis was number two.
And oh, that was
Francis nice. DM'd me a lot before
he
I got
probably
here.
Was like, look at this fucking hick. I can take him for a ride.
You were the number one DM to me.
Oh, look at me.
And then the Monday I was going to start, he got fired on Friday.
Oh, was that the week?
Yeah.
That's
crazy. Wow.
No, Francis is great. I hope he does come back.
I do too.
So you got hired and you thought there was going to be this big fanfare and...
I didn't say that.
Francis, no, I'm just saying like...
No, he DM'd me and I was like, oh, he was really nice. He reached out. He was one of the friendliest people to me at the beginning. All sure. right.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. And I will welcome him back.
With
buckets of fried food.
He won't like that.
Why? Who wouldn't like fried food?
Nope.
It's already happening.
You don't. Yeah. This is not gonna. This is. Don't even try.
I'm gonna try. I'm gonna be.
Nah.
Nice to
don't try.
I'm gonna reach out to.
You don't try with anybody else.
Yeah. I do too. I'm friends with everybody here.
I don't mean
here. This in
the wrong
way. You were mean
way.
To Sass when he started.
Casey and.
Is he mean to you?
Whoever that dude is. I was not mean to Sass at all.
He wasn't at first.
Yeah. That's
I was.
I don't want this to sound the wrong way, but Francis is out of your league.
Oh, yeah. Kev, you guys will never be doing content
he
together.
He is out of
your league. Wait a minute.
No, actually, knowing Brandon, he'll have a show with Francis on, like, the second day.
Yeah.
He'll get canceled on the fourth. Not because of Francis, because of Brandon.
Because I got too many YouTube
subscribers. You'll be like, oh, new fresh meat for another show.
Million views. This got to go. This has got to go.
It. Look at him. In his face, you could see. He's like, they foiled my plan.
You get to be friends with Francis?
He already is.
It was. We became friends, but he and I never crossed paths.
So I can't become friends with him?
Again,
it was never a work.
Try,
I've never had a work relationship. It started out as an outside.
You're not his taste.
I'm friends with other New Yorkers.
Right, but you're not his taste.
He's from Maine.
You're not his taste.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the worst.
You went to Harvard. You ever heard of it?
Played lacrosse.
Riggs went to Harvard.
Lacrosse is his, like, fourth best sport, too.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
You want to know what? You know what? Basketball.
Six.
Eighth.
That's how good of an athlete. He actually is an incredible athlete.
He's played eight sports.
Yeah.
Dude, he actually
is. It's frustrating.
Yeah. It actually was kind of frustrating when we had our basketball team because you watch him and you're like, yeah, if he wanted to be, he'd be like way better than everyone because he has the athleticism.
I would like to be friends with Francis. That's my statement right now. Why are you stopping it?
Tonight.
Why are you standing in the way of it?
I think it's just...
I don't want to see you get hurt, sweetie.
We're going to laugh at this when me and you are pulling our Mercedes into the driveway next
Brandon stole my car.
Everything's the
Brandon
same.
He stole my car. He complimented my car, and then he went and bought my car. So
be nice car.
It's a very nice car. Brandon wants my life.
I don't want your life.
Right.